I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Jimmy Fee at On the Water magazine. Hiya, Jimmy.
How's it going, Steve?
Jimmy, this is the time of year when a lot of nearshore action starts to slow down. With the warming water temperatures, striped bass can get harder to find. But there's one area in particular where the action is really picking up. Tell us where that is.
So with the water temperatures approaching their peak this month in August, we're starting to see a lot of warm water visitors, especially around the Vineyard and Vineyard Sound and even in Buzzards Bay.
So kind of south of the Vineyard and pushing into Buzzards Bay, we're getting these warm water visitors. How come they're arriving now?
So water temperatures on the south side of the Cape are right around 70 degrees. Depending on the tide and the wind, it could be as much as 75 degrees. We've got a ton of bait fish now. The water temperature's right, so these fish are moving in from southern waters.
They're coming up from the south. What kinds of fish are we seeing?
So we're starting to see some Atlantic bonito, which usually happens right around now. The first couple weeks of August, you start to see them.
Bonito, I know, it's kind of a magic word for a lot of fishermen. Sometimes I think there are striped bass fishermen, and then they're the ones who are just waiting for late summer and the fast fish to arrive, bonito and false albacore and Spanish mackerel. Where are you seeing the reports right now?
So I've heard a few scattered reports of bonito. Some have been caught at the Hooter, which is an area of structure just kind of right off the south side of the Vineyard, not too far from Falmouth. I've heard of a couple taken in Buzzards Bay. I even heard of a fisherman in the canal catching one while looking for stripers a week or two ago.
Are you just hearing about individual bonito being caught, or are you seeing schools of them now?
It sounds like it's just starting out. So there's just been a couple scattered catches. Most guys going out and trolling for them are still catching way more bluefish than bonito. But over the next week or so, you should start to see that ratio of blues to bonito even out a little bit. So right now, you might have to troll through 12 to 20 bluefish for one shot of one bonito.
Specifically, where are you guys trolling right now looking for these?
So hedge fence is one of the places where fishermen troll for them. Bonito set up and they like the rips and moving water because that concentrates the bait fish for them. The Hooter is probably the most popular spot. There's even a place off Nantucket called Bonito Bar, so you can guess how good the fishing can get there.
And bonito are notoriously picky fish.
They can be really finicky. A lot of these warm water fish we see this time of year, albies as well, have great eyesight. And the other thing is they're feeding on much smaller bait fish. So where you have stripers that are eating mackerel or herring, bonito and albies are going to be eating bay anchovies, small sand eels, spearing. Those smaller bait fish are a little bit tougher to match with lures. If you use small metals, even small soft plastics, you can still catch them.
For folks who don't know what a bonito looks like, this is a muscular fish. It's like a small tuna.
They look like a little torpedo. They have a really, that sickle tail that you see on all the tunas. They're brilliantly colored. They've got a bright green back. They have these four or five lateral stripes running down the side.
So let's round up the fishing action. If you're not going to get out to the south side of the Vineyard looking for bonito, what else can we go for this weekend?
So fishermen in Cape Cod Bay are still finding some stripers. They're catching them mainly after dark on live eels. The fish are in pretty big schools, but the schools have been moving around quite a bit. So it takes a little bit to find them, but once you do, the fishing's been pretty good. Bluefin tuna fishing was excellent last week off Chatham, but it sounds like with the full moon and the strong currents with the full moon, those fish have moved on. But they're still catching some bluefin and yellowfin south of the Vineyard.
And in Buzzards Bay, is the bottom fishing still holding?
So the sea bass have kind of fizzled out a little bit. There are still some keepers in there, but you're weeding through a lot more undersized fish right now. Bring plenty of bait because there are a lot of smaller bait stealers around Buzzards Bay right now.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.